Designing your personal piano lifestyle. By now, you may notice that piano no longer feels like a task. It feels more familiar, more approachable, more like something that belongs in your life. This is where learning becomes sustainable. A piano lifestyle does not mean strict schedules or constant practice. It means piano fits naturally into your days, without pressure. Your lifestyle might include short, calm sessions a few times a week, occasional longer sessions when energy allows, periods of lighter playing during busy times. All of this is valid. There is no correct way to include piano in your life. Some people enjoy a quiet morning session. Others prefer an evening wind down. Some play regularly, others in gentle cycles. The key is that piano supports your life. It does not compete with it. A personal piano lifestyle also honors how you feel. On days when energy is low, you play simply. On days when focus is strong, you explore more deeply. You no longer force yourself into a routine that doesn't fit. Instead, you adjust. This flexibility is not a weakness, it is wisdom. Over time, piano becomes something you return to for calm, expression, or enjoyment, just like reading, walking, or listening to music. It becomes familiar and comforting, and when something feels comforting, it stays. As you continue, trust what you've learned about yourself. You now know how to practice gently. You know how to handle frustration. You know how to return after breaks. That knowledge allows piano to remain a positive presence in your life. In the final chapter, we'll close with a gentle reminder that you are doing better than you think, and that this journey is already a success.